Former Treasury Secretary Paul O'Neill has written that the administration planned early on to eliminate Saddam Hussein. From everything I saw and heard, he is right. The administration of the second George Bush did begin with Iraq on its agenda. So many of those who had made the decisions in the first Iraq war were back. Cheney, Powell, Wolfowitz. Some of them had made clear in writings and speeches while out of office that they believed the United States should unseat Saddam, finish what they failed to do the first time. President Bush has said that September 11th was a turning point in his thinking about Iraq, but all along it seemed inevitable that we would invade Iraq. Iraq was portrayed as the most dangerous thing in national security. It was a decision already made, and one that no fact or event could derail. The reasons given by the Bush administration for its war with Iraq have shifted from terrorism to weapons of mass destruction to the suffering of the Iraqi people. Five rationales are attributed to three senior advisors, Cheney, Rumsfeld, and Wolfowitz, and to President Bush: to clean up the mess left by the first Bush administration, to improve Israel's strategic position, to create an Arab democracy that could serve as a model, to permit the withdrawal of U.S. forces from Saudi Arabia, and to create another friendly source of oil for the U.S. market. I believe all of those motivations were at work. Most of them reflect a concern with the long-term stability of the House of Saud. In addition, particularly for President Bush, I think there was a felt need to do something big to respond to the events of September 11th, a signal that said, "Don't mess with Texas," or America. Unfortunately, invading Iraq turned out to be something other than what President Bush and his inner circle had hoped it would be. The decision to invade Iraq in 2003, largely unilaterally, was both mistaken and costly. The costs were in lives, in money, but even more important, in opportunities lost, and in future problems created or aggravated. The clearest indication of the depth of President Bush's understanding and of his own motivations came in Diane Sawyer's interview with Bush on ABC TV. Sawyer asked Bush about, quote, "the hard fact that they were weapons of mass destruction, as opposed to the possibility that Saddam might move to acquire those weapons," unquote. The president's considered response was, "What's the difference?" Then he added, "The possibility that he could acquire weapons. If he were to acquire weapons, he would be the danger." Sawyer pressed on, noting that in addition to the weapons issue, there was a failure to establish proof of elaborate terrorism contacts, and that this was at best a lack of precision and misleading at worst. The president replied, "Yeah, look, what we based our evidence on was a very sound national intelligence estimate." Could it not have been more precise? Sawyer wondered. Bush responded, "What I made my decision based upon enough intelligence to tell me this country was threatened with Saddam Hussein in power." Valiantly, Sawyer asked again, "What would it take to convince you there were no weapons of mass destruction?" Again, Bush replied with his mantra, "America is a safer country." Finally, in exasperation, the president said, "I'm telling you I made the right decision for America, because Saddam Hussein used weapons of mass destruction and invaded Kuwait." And so Bush invaded Iraq in 2003 because Saddam had used weapons of mass destruction in the 1980s and had invaded Kuwait in 1990.